You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Is there a lot of running in pickleball?
No.
I'm in. I don't like, if there was a lot of running, I'd be out. I'm stopping, starting. I can do the lunging, especially being so long.
Well, if you play doubles, especially, you don't have to move as much. Singles, though, I have a feeling.
I don't know how you played singles that long in that heat.
Oh, I was dying the entire time. I mean, Jenny's like the Energizer Bunny, though. She wouldn't quit. That's the difference between D1 athletes and club athletes, I guess.
Hubba hubba?
What?
She does just Energizer Bunny. All right. When do we want to... Are we rolling on audio?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So who's going to be on my pickleball team? We can do like a Le Batard Show tournament, maybe. At the next Mass event?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Do you play in the sun?
You don't have to. There's indoor courts. Okay. I believe there's indoor courts at Hallandale Beach, actually.
Ooh, that's far. Are there indoor courts down south?
In Miami, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Is there running?
It depends. If you're playing doubles, there's less running than if you're playing singles.
Would we be playing doubles or singles?
If we have enough people, we can play doubles.
Okay. This is... Not in the sun and no running. Those are like my top priorities.
I got you. I mean, we could play early or late, like when the sun's not as strong.
Evening,
too.
I'm not good on the evenings. Mornings, I'm good.
Okay, we could do mornings.
Okay.
Athletic pursuits that don't involve running is a very limited category.
That's why I play keeper.
There's I mean, there's not that much running. Like it's good cardio. Like I have an Apple Watch and the entire time my heart rate was in like the high end.
You got
like,
your steps in very early.
Yeah. Well, no, I actually didn't get that many steps in because I wasn't running as much.
I'm listening.
I was doing, you do like a couple steps to each side, a couple steps back and forward, but the court is much smaller than a tennis court.
Is it a frustrating game?
Yes.
Why?
But not in a bad way.
How so?
Well, it's frustrating if you get on a roll or if the other person gets on a roll and then you can't overcome the deficit because they're just hitting it really well and there's like one, it's like in tennis, like if your backhand isn't very good and they keep hitting it to your backhand, you can't hit it with your forehand, like that can be frustrating.
Do I have to be good at tennis to be good at pickleball?
Definitely not. Serving is much easier. That is one of the things that can either be like really good if you're good at it or very frustrating if you can't get a hang of it.
One of the things I've picked up on from pickleball videos is that it seems as though strength can almost be overrated because I see people really like rear up to hit it hard and then it doesn't go anywhere because of the nature of the ball.
Right.
Is that true?
I would think so. I think that's the appeal of it is that you don't have to be particularly strong or particularly fast or anything as long as you can kind of aim the ball well, get your
paddle
around it. Yeah, exactly. You know, like in badminton where like sometimes the lightest touch can be the best hit. You just get it barely over the net. You ever played badminton?
This may shock you, but I've never played badminton.
Jess has really carved a lane out at doing something like once or twice and becoming an expert at it.
This was your first time playing pickleball?
Yeah.
But like, didn't you, like F1, you became like, boom. I watched like one season on the drive and now I'm like, that's what I mean. Like, I'm impressed. It's very...
When I find a hobby or a thing I like, Chris, I just dive in. I go balls deep on that thing.
That's usually Mike's thing.
Elbows deep.
What?
Like, just like you, I feel like you're going to play pickleball once and you're going to be like... Like, you dive in on
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Like no, I like to make my identity something that I like in the moment. I'm that guy.
After you play on Saturday, you're going to come back and you'll be...
You're going to love it.
Yeah, so if it's just like golf, I don't know if I need one of those things, honestly. That's probably not good for me.
It's much better. It's much easier to get the hang of than golf.
Is it much more affordable? Because...
It's free.
Okay.
You literally just need like a ball and paddles.
Because I've spent thousands of dollars just looking like a dick playing golf. Zero actual like good golf being played. None of the good results. Just me looking like a dick.
Yeah. One of the things that I like about Miami is that there's year-round outdoor time built in. Like you can play golf year-round. You can play tennis year-round. Whatever bike year-round. Whatever thing you like. That's not something
I haven't even been playing. I haven't been playing soccer during daylight hours this summer
because it's so hot.
Yeah, this is the first time that I put my foot down. I'm like, it's too hot. I'm not doing this anymore. Something has definitely changed on this planet. I think it might be this global warming thing that everyone keeps talking about.
It is hot.
And you never feel it more than on a plastic pitch in the middle of Westchester.
Yes.
When it's 110 degrees.
The heat radiates up.
Yeah, right. I believe artificial turf absorbs heat.
No, we've been there where like our shoes are starting to melt. And it's,
yeah,
well, it's
I have seen someone's cleats melt before. And then you walk on it. It's like when you walk on the side of a hot pool. And your feet start like trying to tiptoe around because it's so hot on your feet. On the subject of athletic pursuits, we tried this weekend. Mike and I went go-karting yesterday.
K1?
Yeah, I went to
indoors,
K1.
Outdoors?
Yeah, I went to indoor. Wow. And
Hialeah Grand Prix.
I really thought that I was going to be good at this because I did it once and I was good at it. And our group of friends went to hang out afterwards and I made an excuse that I had something to do. But I really had just a wounded ego at how bad I was. Yeah. At race car driving.
It's not always you.
Sometimes it's the cart. Sometimes it's the measurement as well. Some of my lap times weren't registering. I didn't want to file any complaints.
You were off track limits.
And it was not great. But either way, I actually had confidence in an athletic pursuit that I was embarking on for probably the first time in my life. And to be wounded like that, it really hurt. It ruined my day. And I put it in the wall three times to the point where I think I'm a little bit subconcussed. And it's affected me some since, including right now.
You put it in the wall three times?
Yeah, I put it in the wall three times.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was trying to quickly like take a very narrow, there's a very sharp turn. So I was trying to take it at speed and come out of it with speed and like in kind of cranking it.
Oversteer.
Yeah, exactly. There's some oversteer. Wow. Mm-hmm. I just went like at a real rate of speed when clattering into the wall.
Yeah.
And did not feel right for the rest of the day.
Chris, the thing about pickleball is that you can be a beginner, and we'll all be beginners. And if we play doubles, you know, we can kind of take it easy until we get the hang of it and then start playing a little bit harder. But
I'll wait till the second week to come out, though. I don't want to let you guys get a
well,
head start.
I was going to say the thing about Miami is that you can do all these things, like you can golf year-round. But golf is a very expensive hobby unless you're just kind of going to a public range and hitting balls. This is totally free. You're just, you know, enjoying your time out there. There's a lot of free public courts.
Is there a weird culture around it? Like,
yes.
Am I going to...
Well, okay, so I mentioned this earlier on the show, but this guy came up to my friend and I and asked if we wanted to play with him, and we said yes. And so he told us as we were playing that he was a level 4 pickleballer.
Wow.
There are levels?
Apparently there are levels. I don't know how you are designated a level. I'm sure people will tweet all this information at us because pickleball fandom is a very passionate base, but they might be self-designated. I'm not sure, but there are levels to this, Mike.
I'm in. You have one morning, but it can't go later than 11:30. I won't be in the sun once it gets to its apex.
We'll get there early. We'll get there early.
The USAPickleball.org website, I don't know why I said it that way, has the level rating. So there's 1 to 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5, 5, and then 5.5 plus are the skill ratings.
What does 1.5 mean?
Well, it's 1 to 2. This player is just starting to play pickleball and has no other sports background, minimal understanding of the rules of the game. So, I mean, it seems like we may have
two.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, maybe I'm 2.5. What's 2.5?
So 2.5, this player has limited experience, can sustain a short rally with players of equal ability, basic ability to keep score.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Level 2 right there.
Well, hold on.
No,
that was 2.5. That was 2.5.
3, though.
What's 3?
All right, 3. Now this gets complicated.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels here.
So the forehand, the ability to hit a medium-paced shot, lacks directional intent and consistency. So that seems okay. Backhand, avoids using a backhand, lacks directional intent and consistency. Serve and return, able to hit a medium-paced shot, lacks depth, direction, and consistency. I mean, 3.5 honestly sounds like an insult.
I think I'm better than that, though.
You might be a level 4.
I might be level 4, too.
Well, hold on. We haven't talked about your dink yet. Not able to consistently sustain a dink rally. Not yet developed the ability to control this shot. The third shot generally
can you dink?
Hits a medium.
Please pace don't talk about my dink.
With little direction.
We're not talking about my donk either.
All right, volley. Able to hit a medium pace shot, lacks directional / inconsistent. And strategy. Understands fundamentals, is learning proper court positioning, knows the fundamental rules, and can keep score and is now playing tournaments. So you're not a three
yet.
No,
I'm not a three yet. But like positioning on the court, like you could know that just by having common sense, like watching one tennis match. Oh, if they're going to hit it to the right side, you better go back to the middle after you hit it because they might hit it to the left next.
What's the surface like?
It's like a tennis court, kind of. It's bouncy, like the ball bounces off of it.
All right, so it's a hard court?
It's hard, yeah.
I'm a clay specialist.
So, Jess, you are our pickleball expert, correct?
I guess.
Okay, because on usapickleball.org, on the skill assessment thing, on the right hand, there's a printable skill assessment sheet, PDF, that you could download. And then you can kind of, it's like a report card. So you pick the level that you want to, I guess, grade someone on, like 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5, or 5. And then there's like a checklist you could see here where you'd rate them 0, 1, 2, or 3 based on how they do.
So that guy was trying to flex when he designated his own level?
Well, maybe someone did it for him. We don't know.
You should ask him. Someone has to bestow that upon you.
Ask him for his report card, yeah.
I mean, like in karate, you have to pass a certain test, right? Where there's like judges and then they give you a belt.
Yeah. I've always wondered about the wooden boards that they break in karate.
I think that's taekwondo, isn't it? I don't know.
I know my four-year-old. My four-year-old does karate, and those boards are a piece of shit.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is it balsa wood that everyone's kicking?
I wouldn't tell my four-year-old this, but those things.
You could
do
it. Could you break it? You could break it.
They also had these plastic boards too. Those were harder to break than the actual wooden boards.
One of the boards broke, like in the train. Like they were just bringing it out to like, and then like, oh, I broke it. Sorry, let me get a new one.
To get my red belt, I had to break through one that was on fire.
Whoa,
that was cool. Yeah.
What level?
That was red belt. Mm.
I would wait for the fire to take up most of the board, right? And then it's weaker.
Like three from black.
So you just kind of slow it down a little bit, like, oh, I'm still concentrating. And then it's nice and soft because the fire did most of the work, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
How about cinder blocks? Your kid breaking any cinder blocks yet or not?
I could never
yet?
Do it. Could never do it.
No cinder blocks.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's a final test before black belt.
Really? That one. Cinder blocks?
Still got my black belt, though. No big deal.
Well, if you didn't do it, how'd you get the black belt?
Yeah, you know, it's a... My kata was good.
Speaking of like rating our sporting, didn't say that well.
No, you're
but,
good.
But I finally have a handicap in golf.
Hmm. Oh,
this is
okay,
like.
Okay, I'm glad you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just didn't stop right there.
Yeah.
I finally have one.
Guys.
You have to play a lot of golf to calculate it, though, right. Don't you? Right?
I was
always somebody that just thought it was how many you average over par. So I've always told people I'm like a 10 because I usually shoot like low 80s. So like I've always said 10, but I put in like 30 scores because I've had a bunch of scorecards and I'm a 7.
It's pretty good.
How about me?
Well, they calculate 6.9, it based actually. Off of like you have to golf nice. At a course and the rating of each hole is how they calculate it, right?
Well, like each course and what tee you play from has a rating. So you have to say where you played it, what tee you were from, and then whatever score you got from that, you get a rating for it.
So you you basically have to let a computer do it and it has to all be like USGA.
That's what calculated. I am. Like I did the official one because I'm interested in playing some amateur tournaments like in my area.
Oh.
Just thought it'd be fun to do that. And you have to have an official handicap to do that. So that's why I've been
well. You all
on
have
that.
A choice. You can practice playing golf with Chris Cody, or you can play pickleball with me.
Yeah,
choose wisely.
Is 7 good?
7 is good. Yeah, single digits is good. Scratch is like 0. So
yeah.
What's Stugatz is? Because I mean, I don't want to be the guy that does it when he's gone.
Dyslexia.
Stugatz is an interesting one.
I wasn't super impressed when I saw the golf.
Stugatz, for how much he plays golf, is not good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't want to say, jeez.
He's probably going to hate this, especially coming from me, because you're actually good. I'm not.
I hope he's here and he hears this.
No, but for someone that plays golf that much, I'd like to think if I played golf as much as him, I'd be better than that. Yeah. I never play.
Maybe he's not playing as often as he says, because, you know, we always say he lies. Like,
oh,
that's,
I think he's,
maybe
no,
that's
I think
the
he's
thing.
Definitely
I think
playing.
That's the one thing he's not lying about.
The one thing that's like weird about it is he doesn't have a full swing.
Right.
It's like
right.
a three-quarter swing.
Right. Yeah.
But again, for someone who plays that much, how do you not have a full rounded out swing?
If I may admit, like I saw the video that Tyler put together. It's on our YouTube of our Tahoe. There were a couple of swings there that I thought he was me, which is also why I'm coincidentally on a diet right now. But there were times that he was off in the distance and I saw the swing. I'm like, ah, man, that's a terrible swing. And then they zoom in. I'm like, oh my God, that was actually Stugatz. Yeah. I felt better about myself because he plays all the time.
He has his strengths, like inside 100 yards, chipping. He's good. Putting, he can make a putt. But like, yeah, it's very surprising that he doesn't have, it's very short swings. And
you don't need to have a good drive to play well.
Correct.
However, you expect that if you play a lot, you would eventually have a pretty good drive.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My drive is getting there, and it gets better the more that I play. Like, yep. By the time we're hitting hole 16, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
All I got to do is play more often.
I want to play 18 more.
Yeah.
Right.
But Sugatz plays a lot.
18 is too much. I've long held the belief that golf should be in sets of three, or sets of six, I'm sorry. So
this is a great theory.
Yeah. So instead of playing two nine-hole, you know, front nine, back nine, you play three rounds of six. So there's a front six, a middle six, and a back six. So basically, you could play six holes and call it quits for the day, and you've got like an hour and a half round of golf.
Yeah, that's nice.
Or you play 12, and you're done. It's like maybe 2.5 hours, three.
Normalize
the front six. Or you play all 18.
No, I love this
idea. I love six holes.
Because I can never play golf because it's so time consuming. My wife would hate me if I'm like, hey, I'm going to play golf.
See you in 5 hours.
See you Sunday.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's 18 holes is a huge time commitment. It's basically your entire day. Yeah. Unless you tee off at like 7 a.m.
But I'm just, I'm a bad golfer, so it takes me a little bit longer.
Right.
And it also depends on who I'm playing with, because some of these characters, like, oh, playing with Roy today, I'm not going to be home for a while.
And the stamina, I'm not.
Different Roy.
Okay. The stamina to hit the ball for 18 holes, it requires a lot. I mean, especially if it's warm out, if you're kind of dragging ass a little bit, maybe the course doesn't have coffee at the, you know, drinks place, maybe they don't have beer. It's just a long, long time commitment. You should be able to play 6 or 12 and call it quits. But if you want to play 18, you can still play 18. Yeah. No one's telling you not to. But I want an option where I'm playing 6 and I'm done.
How long is a pickleball game?
I don't have good enough skin to play 18 holes of golf.
Why? Because it's just
I get
breaking you?
Really early.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like I thought thick skin because you're still learning.
No,
you
no.
You mean like from the sun.
Literally burned, yeah.
Like your organ, like your skin.
Yeah.
The epidermis.
Hmm.
Pickleball games can be anywhere from, like, you know, 15 minutes to 20 minutes, depending how good
bad
the people
I am.
Are. Yeah.
You flex saying you played three games? Play like an hour.
Yeah, but we took breaks in between because it was so hot out. And a little snack break. I brought, like, banana chips and stuff, Billy. Fruit gummies. You know.
What do you like, tostones or plátanos?
Yeah. But
I love tostones.
Yeah.
Did you have mariquitas or banana chips?
I had banana chips this weekend from Trader Joe's, but Trader Joe's has these great plantain chips. They taste like tostones, but they're in a bag. You'd think, how can they make tostones that still taste like tostones that stay shelf stable? They're so crispy and delicious. Highly recommend.
Out of all the things that you've said that I'm going to take you up on, it's a bag of tostones.